Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting third. The left fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyndman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the California Angels. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Jarvis Tatum. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the California Angels, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyndman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Reynolds moves to second. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 0 for 1 in the game. Tatum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards second. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 1 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Heidman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tatum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Tatum moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heidman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell bunts towards first. Cowan scoops it up and throws to first, with Alomar covering, for the out. Heidman moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 1, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer pinch hits for Billy Cowan. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen moves to second. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Egan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 2-0, Angels. Fred Lasher now pitching. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tatum. Horton reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Tatum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Tatum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tatum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tatum for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fregosi for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 2 in the game. Fuller is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hydman strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Fred Lasher. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Barry Moore now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 3 in the game. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Ken Tatum now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Pinson moves to second. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Ray Fossey. Paul Doyle now pitching. Roy Foster pinch hits for Duke Sims. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Horton moves to second. It's 2-1, Angels. Mel Queen now pitching. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.